بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يغزو جيش الكعبة، فإذا كانوا بيضاء من الأرض يخصف بأولهم وآخرهم إلى آخر الحديث. We were still discussing this hadith that the time will come when there will be an army that will advance on the Kaaba Sharif, na'uzu billah, to destroy the Kaaba Sharif. When they will reach a certain place, which is Bayda, either a place's name or that open field, then Allah Ta'ala will make the earth swallow them all up. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked out of concern that all of them will be destroyed, and there will be those who did not even want to destroy the Kaaba. Those who lived in those places, they will be also destroyed. How is this? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will be, all of them will be destroyed, but they will be raised on the day of Qiyamah according to their intentions. From there, the ulama have deduced various points. One very important point is the niyat of a person, and that according to that a person will be dealt with, and that will be in this world also and the akhirat also. But yeah, that those innocent people were also destroyed with those people. From there, the ulama have given us various very important points. Further, from the other point that we have discussed, the ulama explained that this hadith gives more explanation of the ayat of the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةَ لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْكُمْ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. And fear that fitna, that test of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the trial of Allah ta'ala, which will not only overtake the wrongdoers only, but it will take in the right doer, the people who are righteous also. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala ordered the adab of a certain locality. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, there is that one wali, friend of yours, who never ever disobeyed you even to the wink of an eye, not in the least." But so Allah Ta'ala said, start with him first. That when all the wrong that was done in there, he never stopped anyone. He never told anyone what is the wrong that is happening. So start with him first. So though he was innocent of all the crimes, but he was guilty of the crime of not of doing Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. He did not stop them. So yeah, he was also punished. So in the same way, the people where Allah's azab comes down, and a person is part of that group, though he's not involved actually in that evil, but he is also counted amongst them. A person who increases the numbers of any group, even of the righteous, he just joins where people are doing good and right, like going for an ijtima, etc. And we just may increase the numbers, and it's a good cause, we are counted amongst them also. And if we go for a soccer match, for example, and we're just going to watch and we are like innocent, we think we are innocent, but we are increasing those numbers, we are also part of them. So we have to see what numbers, whose numbers are we increasing. And today it isn't only such occasions of non-believers where we attend and we increase their numbers, but even our own functions today, where so much of wrong is taking place, the music that takes place, the intermingling of the sexes that take place, the photographing, the videoing that takes place, and we increase those numbers, we are also counted amongst them. And also, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. And whoever resembles a certain people is also counted amongst those people. So all these things are very serious matters. And also we should remember that all these fitnas that start, shaitan is very, very shrewd. And he comes in such a way that you cannot, you can't even recognize how he attacks a person. And he doesn't expect his results in 10 or 20 years. He takes once his results over hundreds of years, then he gets his results. So like for example, photographing, which is haram and which the whole ummah understood as haram. And certain people in the Ummah declared it as permissible. People took it lightly that it is a sin, or there is a difference of opinion. And then afterwards it comes into the way it is regarded now as permissible. And then afterwards people regard it as nothing. And then we find that it will come in our entertainments. For example, birthday parties, which are wrong from the beginning, there we will have this. For our other functions we will have it. And slowly it creeps in that today, not only that our dini matters, Hajj and Umrah, has become just like a festival. And the reality of it and the seriousness of it has gone out. Then it comes even furthermore that even our funerals, which we regarded as so serious matters, but that also has become like a showcase. It becomes like an entertainment. So we don't know where Shaitan leads us finally. So we have to be very careful from the very root. And if we understand Shariat is based, Quran and Hadith is based to cut out all the wrong from the root. Like for example, adultery, etc. The Quran cut it off right from the root. That is, don't even look at the other sex. Right from the very beginning, so that a person doesn't reach the end at all. So right from the beginning it is cut out. So like that, all Shariat's commands are also similar. And if we observe the commands of Shariat, we will be saved from all these matters as well. Further, Allah Ta'ala alone knows the details of this army referred to in this hadith, that when will be this time, but it will be at a certain time. As the time in which the incident will occur, it is a component of a believer's iman to believe in such unseen matters, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke only the truth. This is also a case where our iman, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, so much can be verified. Are they the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When it is established that really these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for which Allah reward the muhaddithin who make great, great efforts to establish that aren't these words just for somebody who has attributed it to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or are they actually the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When it is established, that it is our iman, we believe in it fully. And like for example, Allah Ta'ala told Constantinople, Rome, that is what is present day Turkey, Istanbul, that the time will come when it will be conquered. This took place about 700 years after the Quran had declared it and it was made known. So we must have our full iman on the Quran Sharif and on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a thing that will happen. Other, one should accompany the pious and righteous and avoid the gatherings of the oppressors and sinners. Yeah, also, we shouldn't just mix freely without reservation of the gatherings of the non-believers. Whether it is for our business purposes, we have to undertake business journeys also, we have to attend various meetings also, and political meetings even moreover. And today this also has become very common. But as a Muslim, we should be very careful where we go to, who we associate with, and to what extent do we associate. Otherwise, our friendship grows to such an extent that we start hosting one another, we become very close friends, we become bosom friends also of one another. Then even in our funerals, people are, non-believers are there, and our funerals also, which is a very somber thing, becomes just a big showcase. So we should be very careful, so much so we lose sight of the matter that even our mimbars then are offered to non-believers. The mimbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then is also offered to non-believers. So where it starts and where it leads to, and then our minds become blurred, and not only do we not think it as serious, we justify it, and we go out of our way to justify it also. So all these things are very, very important, and from Allah reward the ulama. The hadith was one matter, but how many points they extracted, and it is for us and our goodness that we observe this. May Allah make the Sharia, which is our, which preserves us and looks after us, may Allah let us observe it so that it will preserve us and save us from all these fitnas and trials.